4ISS, Oscar Romeo 4ISS. India Quebec 6 Lima November, this is Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. How do you do? India Quebec 6 Lima November, I have you broken and not yet readable. How now? India Quebec 6 Lima November, Oscar Romeo 4ISS. How do you copy? How do you copy? India Quebec 6 Lima November, this is Oscar Romeo 4ISS. Let's shift to backup. Let's shift to backup channel. Yes, I've got you loud and clear on this frequency. Okay, I am ready. Please, let's go ahead and begin. I copy the beginning of the question, but not the rest. I do have a written list. I think that question was from Loris. Is that correct? Loris, that's a good question. I'd like to just be clear, though. The commitment is one made by many thousands of people the world over to put together the Atlantic Space Station. And I'm proud of our collective achievement in that regard. And I think it's great that we have an international team that's willing to commit the resources and the energy to build an outpost in space, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Our relationship among the crew on board is very, very good. We were friends long before we launched on Space Station, so nobody's really being forced to live here, and it's a pleasure just spending time with these great crew members that I've got, and to get a chance to do the work we do and do that all together is fantastic. Winter survival training, water survival training. We do a national outdoor leadership school training. We train in an underwater laboratory in the Florida Keys, many of us. So we've had a lot of chance to be in confined environments, in stressful environments together. Andrea, it seems like it varies from person to person. For myself, coming to space from the Earth environment is really easy. The transition to weightlessness is very easy. When I returned to Earth after at least my shuttle mission, getting used to gravity again was much harder. Several days before I was there, it was like a because we don't have a significant amount of drag from the Earth's atmosphere, so the space station isn't being pulled down too fast, but at the same time, so we don't have to expend fuel to continually reboost it as often as otherwise would be the case. And it's also a convenient height for visiting vehicles to get to. They don't need a lot of fuel, or as much fuel as if we were orbiting at 500 or 600 kilometers. My path is controlled by thrusters that are on the Russian segment modules, by the European automated transfer vehicle module, by Soyuz modules. That takes care of translation attitude in general.